This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. The minister highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. In his address, Jaishankar emphasized the region's pivotal role in India's future energy security, particularly in emerging sectors like green hydrogen and green ammonia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable growth in the northeastern states through improved connectivity, digital inclusion, and investments in infrastructure. Mr. Modi today shared an article, "Northeast is becoming a key enabler of Viksit Bharat Vision," written by Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya on the social media platform X. The Prime Minister also lauded the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, celebrating the Northeast's vibrant textile sector, tourism opportunities and traditional craftsmanship. The three-day Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, being conducted at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, aims to showcase the beauty, diversity and promise of the eight states of the region, which include Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Manipur, Nagaland, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim. A central team led by Joint Secretary Rajesh Gupta arrived in Puducherry today to assess the damages caused by Cyclone Fengal. The team visited the electricity substation in Mulodai, which was severely impacted by heavy rain and waterlogging caused by the cyclone. They held discussions with officials to gather detailed information about the damages. The team then split into two groups to conduct separate inspections in urban and rural areas. Later in the evening, the central team will meet Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashnathan and Chief Minister N. Rangasamy. On the second day of the special session of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly, Pro Tem Speaker Kalidas Kolambkar administered the oath to the remaining MLAs. Among those sworn in were Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule, Mangal Prabhat Lodha, Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil and Abdul Sattar. After calling off their boycott of the swearing-in ceremony, members of the opposition MVA, including Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole, Vijay Vadetivar, Amit Deshmukh and Shiv Sena leader Aditya Thackeray also took oath as MLAs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today lauded the role of the Border Security Force or BSF in securing the borders, preventing infiltration and counterfeit currency and dealing with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 60th Foundation Day celebrations of the BSF at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah praised the BSF for its 6 decades of service as the country's first line of defence. He highlighted the force's courage, valour and sacrifices. He acknowledged the BSF's critical role in securing both the eastern and western borders since 1965. Syrian rebel forces took control of the capital Damascus today after a week-long lightning offensive, encountering no resistance from government troops. It comes amid media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country to an undisclosed location, marking the end of his 24-year rule. The historic shift comes after a swift offensive that saw rebels capture 4 major cities in less than 2 weeks. Media reports also quoted Syrian Prime Minister Mohammad Ghazi al-Jalal as saying that he's ready to hand over the government to the opposition forces in a peaceful transition. In the Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket final, chasing a target of 199 runs, India were 114 for 7 in 30.5 overs against Bangladesh and Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, defending champions Bangladesh were all out for 198 in 49.1 overs. Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second cricket test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Adelaide Oval. With this win, the hosts have levelled the 5-match series, 1-1. Chasing only 19 runs on day 3 of the pink ball test, Australia overhauled the mere target for no loss in just 3.2 overs after dismissing India for 175 in their second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.